happening locally. The news.
And indeed, it is that time for us to take this morning's look at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Ricardo Alberto and Luis Enrique Martinelli Linares withdrew yesterday from the Amador branch of the Central American Parliament, PALACEN. This was after another attempt failed, the third in 3 years and the second in 3 days. This is to be sworn in as an alternate deputy of that regional body. The fault was, once again, the lack of a quorum, the participation, virtual or face-to-face, of at least 11 members of the Panamanian bench was needed to carry out the investiture session, and only Amado Cerud, current president of PALACEN, Dorindo Cortez and Gilberto Sucari from the PRD, the Democratic Revolutionary Party, Jose Ramos for the Panamanista, Giselle Borillo, Jacqueline Munoz and Carlos Auton from Cambio Democratico. Also, Hector Valderrama from the Alianza Party, Ricardo Alberto is a substitute for Auton, and his brother is for Valderrama. Alcibiades Vasquez from Panamanista had announced that he would not attend the session. There is no quorum right now. What happens is that lazy deputies don't want to work, Auton said, mentioning several by name. They have a double salary. They earn here and they earn there. The controller has to see this. If they're not sworn in today, their request remains firm, and it is up to the Central American Parliament to take the corresponding oath, he said. In this regard, parliamentarian Borillo warned that the former president's children will be sworn in, no matter what. It could be at the next meeting of the National Bench in the month of September, but they're going to be sworn in. That is their right, and we're going to assert their right. If we have to come five more times, we will come, said Borillo from CD, and described his colleagues who were absent as irresponsible. Auton, in turn, added that there is a background because there were deputies receiving calls to withdraw from the session, and he specifically said that this happened with the Molirena deputy Rachel Gonzalez. Last Friday, Auton accused the vice president of the Republic and PRD presidential candidate Jose Gabriel Carrizo of preventing the necessary quorum from being formed. Dorindo Cortez, who is a member of the PRD, said he was unaware of Auton's assertions. Now, this is the third attempt by the children of the former president to be sworn in. They tried in July of 2020 when they were captured in Guatemala following an extradition request from the United States. That time, the swearing-in was not carried out because the Guatemalan Attorney General's office filed an amparo. Ricardo Alberto and Luis Enrique Martinelli have already been sentenced in New York for conspiracy to launder at least $28 million in bribes from Odebrecht. Marie Carmen Aponte, ambassador of the United States, the country that condemned and expelled Luis Enrique and Ricardo Martinelli Linares from its territory, referred to the imminent swearing-in of both as substitute deputies of the Central American Parliament, PALACEN. She said, I want to tell you that the commitment of the administration of President Joe Biden against corruption is unbreakable, and so is mine, Aponte assured during a medical tour and cultural event in Bocas del Toro to journalists who asked her about the attempted entry of the Martinelli Linares to PALACEN, which failed again. Corruption undermines democracy. In fact, I see it every day. Corruption steals resources that may be available to the people and vulnerable communities, she maintained. In 2020, when the Martinelli Linareses were captured in Guatemala and intended to be sworn in a military prison, the acting Assistant Secretary of State for Western Hemisphere Affairs of the United States, Michael Kozak, said that PALACEN promotes impunity in the region and is used by its members as a shield. The Minister of Public Security, Juan Manuel Pino, presented on Monday to the plenary session of the National Assembly the new project for extinction of illegal assets. Now, this is the second time that Minister Pino presents this initiative. In the first attempt, and after several discussions, the deputies shelved the project after failing to get the votes in the second debate. Now, according to the authorities, the document has a new wording. It has also been specified that the extinction of domain will be applicable to the conducts typified in Law 121 of 2013 on organized crime. money laundering, crimes related to drugs and chemical substances, human trafficking, human organ and arms trafficking, terrorism and terrorist financing, sexual exploitation and pornography of minors, kidnapping and extortion, manslaughter and serious injury, theft and theft of vehicles, generic manipulation, piracy, financial crimes, illicit association, counterfeiting of coins, securities and public documents, credit card crimes, hitmen, and crimes against public administration, against intellectual property, against computer security, against the environment, and against historical heritage. The numbers do not add up in the Corregimiento of San Felipe. Suspicions that many more voters than the real number of residents vote there have been confirmed now by the latest population census. According to the electoral register maintained by the Tribunal Electoral, there are 3,900 registered citizens in the Corregimiento. However, according to data from the 12th National Population and Housing Census, the total number of residents of San Felipe barely totals 1,258 inhabitants. From that total, minors and foreigners must be subtracted. Now, according to the census, in the historic neighbourhood, there are 957 adults, and of this total, 27% or 258 people are foreigners. In other words, in San Felipe, there are only 692 citizens eligible to vote in the elections. Consequently, in the electoral roll appear five times more voters than those that reflect reality. The question would be, who benefits from the situation and why doesn't the Electoral Tribunal do anything about it when the discrepancy, which is old and well known, is so obvious? Due to the fires and landslides that in the past plagued the old buildings of the Casco Antiguo, where the limitation corresponds to the Corregimiento of San Felipe, many former residents were relocated during the last 30 years. To this we must add the gentrification process that has been known for two decades. Both phenomena have caused a significant decrease in its residents. Now, according to previous censuses, in 2000 the population of the historic centre had totaled 6,928 people. By 2010 it had decreased to a third, since they only totaled 3,262. 13 years later, the total population was minimised to the point of only adding 1,258 people. The Ethics Committee of the National Journalism Council, the CNP, made this Monday, August the 14th, during a press conference, its recommendations in which they underline the need to maintain high ethical standards by journalists and the media in all phases of electoral coverage. Democracy requires that the media assume their role responsibly and rigorously. Promoting informed debates to empower citizens in their right to vote, said Nivia Rosana Castellón. This is president of the Ethics Committee. She stressed that in electoral contexts, the media have an oversight function. They fulfill the important task of denouncing irregularities that occur and said processes, always in defense of democracy and truth. And today, the International Book Fair returns to the Atlapa Convention Center, one of the most anticipated educational, cultural and literary events in the country. On this occasion, the fair, which will end on the 20th of August, will have the motto, Identity and Origin, a recognition of indigenous nations, the organizers indicated. It will have the participation of renowned national and international writers and will have a cultural program with some 400 activities for all ages. Now, for today, they will have various activities, including, by the way, a poetry induction workshop for students at 10 a.m. this morning, and there'll also be a storyteller in French and Spanish at noon, and a creative writing workshop at 10 a.m. as well, among others. So there you go. That's it. And that's some of the local news, which has all been compiled for you for this morning's breakfast show.